Welcome back to An Acquired Taste. In this episode, I want to talk about why you're terrible at networking and probably don't realize it. So let's just get right into it. First, stop with the blind intros. Nothing drives me up a wall faster than someone who sends me an unsolicited or unwelcomed, quite frankly, intro to some random person that needs my help. That is rule number one, underlined, exclamation point, however you want to think about that. It's really a poor reflection on you when you send that blind intro, and it's wholeheartedly avoidable. So let's take a step back. If you want to introduce someone to someone else that you know, and you believe that person, that recipient that you want to introduce this random person to will add value, be helpful, just send a quick note and say, I would like to make this connection. Here's why I'd like to make this connection. Here's the value that you potentially are adding for this person. And basically what your expectation is around those things. 9 out of 10 times, someone will probably say, okay, just in recognition of that outreach you did before you sent it. I really react very poorly to what I guess they're called single opt-in or blind intros, and they're avoidable. So, you know, just send a note, tell them why you want to connect this person with this other random person. And again, I think most of the time they're going to say yes. And if they don't want to connect, be gracious and understand and thank them for their consideration of that. But just knock it off. Just stop with the blind intros. It's lazy and it's cumbersome and it puts the burden squarely on the recipient to do something with that. And they didn't ask for that. And I think that that's a really poor use of your network. Second one is don't be random. So don't reach out to people via LinkedIn or other platforms without explaining why you want to connect and how the connection could be mutually beneficial for both of you. Connection requests without any rationale look lazy, and people will assume that you need something from them or that you want to sell them something, and maybe there isn't any real sense of why connecting with you is worthwhile in the first place. There's a deeper kind of, I would say, impression that can be made, which is you believe your profile, your title, your presence on that platform is enough to compel somebody to understand why you would add value. And that's a pretty dangerous assumption that your name, your title, the company you work for, whatever the case may be, is the rationale for why that person should want to connect to you. And there's a little bit of some self-importance in that. There's some conceitedness to that, or just a general unawareness that without context, it can be perceived as presumptuous and potentially off-putting. The other thing you got to think about is when you do that, and somebody actually accepts a random connection request, in my experience, those people often are not very engaged in that platform in which you just connected with them or through which you just connected with them, meaning they will accept an invite from anybody, anytime, because they get on that platform or that, you know, or LinkedIn or whatever it is once a week, once a month, and then promptly forget about it. So how valuable was that connection in the first place? The second one is there are a lot of people who like to connect and will like to meet and would like to talk and would like to interact, and nothing ever happens out of that. And those people are social by nature. So in a business context, just like they might be at a cocktail party, they're interested in talking to talk. They're interested in hearing about what you're working on, to hear about what you're working on. But does anything ever come of that? In my experience, those folks that aren't kind of guarded around their network or take their network seriously tend to be of lower value to you as a connection. So reach out to whoever you want to connect with. Tell them why you want to connect, what you want from the connection, and just be sincere about it. It goes a long way. Even people that I know that I'm connecting with on a platform for the first time, or I'm reaching out to for the first time digitally, I'm still going to add the context. For example, recently, I just reached out to somebody that I've had a business relationship with for probably 2.5 years. For whatever reason, we weren't connected on a platform, and I said, I can't believe we're not connected on the platform. Would like to make that connection. And oh, by the way, can we catch up? I want to ask you your thoughts on X, Y, and Z. Immediately, I got a response, or almost immediately, I got a response saying, absolutely, yeah, it's surprising we're not connected. Let's do that. And then we started sharing times, and we got a meeting set up. So that's, in my opinion, a very easy and probably the more professional way of establishing those connections, that network. One thing we can steal from Techstars as an accelerator is they preach this give before you get mentality. So in simplest terms, you are looking for opportunities to add value to a connection or to your network before you're expecting some sort of return or some sort of reciprocation. So during your initial connection attempts, first meeting, first set of emails, whatever the case may be, look for opportunities to add value or support to the person you're trying to connect with. Whether it's a project that they're working on, or a nonprofit that they're engaged with, or something that you know about, something they care about, I have this thing, I'd like to give it to you, or I know this stuff, and I'd like to share what I've learned or what I've come to realize or understand. Look for those opportunities. And you can amass a bit of a credit here by doing that one or two times, but be careful not to overwhelm somebody. I can do X, Y, and Z, and then I can do A, B, and C, and then I can do 1, 2, and 3. That's too much. People don't know what to do with that. One or two things is enough. Now, there's a counterpoint to this, and this is something that I ran into with a friend of mine a couple of years, where I basically had to say, you need to cut people off. You have a lot of people in your orbit. You have a lot of people in kind of your universe that are constantly asking you for stuff, and you're getting very little back from them. And not only is that kind of mentally and spiritually draining, it's also a poor use of your time. You should expect some amount of reciprocation. It should be a give and take, but start with the give first mentality. And I do believe most of the time you're going to see that reciprocation. And if you don't over time, then maybe engage with that person a little less, or maybe just recognize the fact that maybe they're not as valuable in your network as a connection as you once thought. Don't seem too needy. What I mean by this is, if you are reaching out to somebody for the first time, or somebody that you don't have a very strong relationship with, and you're immediately asking them for a 90-minute meeting, that's too much. Ask for something that's easier to say yes to. You don't want to set up some belief or some instinct that every time this person interacts with you, it's going to be a big ask. Start with the smallest ask you can and be specific about that ask. Don't seem too needy, like, for example, asking somebody to be a mentor 5 minutes after you've met them for the first time. Not a good idea. I've actually had that happen, and I've had to explain to them, I don't know you well enough to know if I would even be valuable as a mentor. And it was a very awkward conversation, and I am no longer connected with that person, because that was pretty tough to navigate that conversation, because the expectations between myself and that person were completely misaligned, and it really wasn't possible to get that back on track. So I just kind of distanced myself from them, just being very honest, but that's an output. Asking somebody to be an advisor on your startup, you know, advisory board, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, one meeting after meeting them, that's too big of an ask. Start small, ask for little things. And again, remember, if you're asking for something, try to find something to give. Try to find some value to add back to that, because every interaction that you have within your network should be valuable mutually. That way, engagement stays high. That way, people return your emails, return your phone calls, are happy to see you, whatever the case may be. The other one I see a lot is this reliance on digital only kind of networking and connections. Email, Slack, text messages. God, that's a big one now. All of these things that are kind of digitally native that have absolutely nothing to do with seeing somebody face to face, eye contact. I'm even seeing to the point now where people are avoiding virtual meetings like Zoom meetings or Microsoft Teams or whatever platform you use, Google Meet or whatever the heck Google calls it now. I can't keep track. Those things are still better than I'm just going to have a relationship with this person that's 100% digital. There's a lot lost there. First of all, there's a lot of the serendipity that's lost in just seeing someone in real life, right? A meeting with them, going and having coffee, seeing them at an event, whatever the case may be. There is a ton of value in literally looking someone in the eye and having a conversation with them that may have absolutely nothing to do with business. It may have absolutely nothing to do with a project you're working on. It could just be an interaction. And the connection that's made there typically is stronger than when it's digital only. So you may think that you're covering a ton of ground by having all of these LinkedIn, you know, connections or whatever they call it, but that's a vanity metric. Most of those aren't going to bring any value to you. That's just a number for a number. And frankly speaking, if you're randomly accepting invites, you're probably randomly accepting invites from people who randomly accept invites, which means that that network's probably pretty weak and probably not very worthwhile. So get out there, go to events, see people face-to-face, talk with them. Don't rely on digital only. Those connections in person are much more powerful. Please don't network for the sole purpose of trying to sell something to someone. It almost never fails that if I, in a moment of weakness, accept an invite on LinkedIn, for example, or sometimes I get them on Twitter via DM, and I might know this person or I know somebody who knows this person. So in a total lapse of judgment, I accept that connection. And almost 100% of the time, they immediately try to sell something to me, or they immediately try to set up something where they need something from me. And I just immediately will delete that connection, or I will immediately ignore that DM, or I won't respond to that email. I have such a visceral and probably poor, maybe borderline irrational kind of response to that. That's how I react to those things. Don't be that. Play the long game. I'm not saying that networking isn't part of selling. The old saying is, you know, cold calls are your punishment for a bad network. That's not what I'm saying. You need a strong network if you're going to be successful in sales, but you have to play the long game. You are connecting with someone now that maybe a year from now, you'll have an opportunity to have a conversation with around your product, your services, how you could have mutual benefit from partnering together on a product or a project or whatever the case may be. But just make sure that you're playing that long game. You don't immediately try to sell them something. See above, give before you get. And then lastly, don't ignore kind of the old school touches. I'm going to sound like the old guy in the room. That's fine, because for a lot of people who watch these videos, I am the old guy in the room. Handwritten thank you notes are important. Handwritten thank you notes land in a way that's more powerful than you might realize. We have gone toward convenience over sincerity. We have gone toward convenience over thoughtfulness. And a handwritten note to thank them goes a long way. Now, if you're just going to thank them for meeting with you, don't bother, right? Or send that email, that's fine. But a handwritten thank you note that says, thank you for fill in the blank. And when I say fill in the blank, what I mean is, you said this, which made me think about this, and that really resonated with me. Or your advice to do X, Y, and Z was really impactful because I did this, that, or the other based on that X, Y, Z advice. And here was the outcome that was beneficial. I really appreciate it. Made a huge difference to us. Be specific in that. The other opportunity is send random appreciation notes. What does that mean? Simply put, I appreciate that you are doing this thing for our community, that you're doing this thing for the benefit of others. I appreciate this behavior or characteristic or thing that you displayed. I appreciate this podcast. I appreciate this post. I appreciate what you said on this panel at this event that I attended. Be specific, but be a little bit kind of spontaneous with that. You'll be amazed at how important that can be for people. And again, the strength of building the relationship within your network, of telling someone, going to the time in a handwritten note to say, I really appreciated what you said on this panel. I really appreciate this work you're doing in our community. I've done this and the response actually exceeded my expectations. So again, stop with the blind intros. Don't be random. Take the give before you get mentality. Don't seem too needy. Don't rely on digital only. Don't network to sell something. And remember your old school touches. Thanks for tuning in. I hope this was helpful. As always, if you want to support the channel, subscribe, like, and comment below. See you next time.